This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
And you like, I'm sure you have had many successes, more than the average actor will ever have. Let's first say that. And kudos to you for everything that you've been able to do and accomplish.
Thank you, brother.
But with all things, especially as creatives, I talk about you're a force. So you always see things and want better. You know what I mean? You see things and want some change and be like, you know, this thing can be better for us. You know, there's all of these different talks about creators not getting a fair share, if you will. But what has been your experience, you know, good, bad, ugly, that you want to change or keep the same, whatever comes to mind with it?
I think it's about impact. What I would like to change, what I'm excited about being a part of changing as it's happening, there should be a kickback to us, you know? I think what I would like to change is us being able to see benefits from spending money the way we naturally spend it. It should have a kickback, and there is a way to do that. And I think impact is what's most important with any project. I mean, we have superstars, we have people in very unique positions like Robert F. Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, he exists within our community, you know. Usher exists within our community, and then Burna Boy exists within Shameik exists, you exist, you know. And I think the list goes on as far as like how deep our impact could go. Usain Bolt. You know what I mean? And how it can kick back to us as a community is really where I'm focused on. And that's I'm trying to say a lot without saying too much.
So here. Less about what they can do for us, about what we can do for each other.
Yeah, because where is it going? Just think about it. You spend money and then that's it. You got to go earn money another way. And then it's just, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm talking about is a new economy, you know.
So, I mean, you are, you know, have privy and access to many different people within, you know, your position in the industry. Do you think that, honestly, you know, whether it's the NAACP, whether it's other Black actors and actresses, do you think most people just put on a mask and a face that they really with the Black Revolution and all of that? But do you actually think that people really have their heart and their mind there? Because, and I say that as a caveat to the fact that people got a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you don't see a lot of change.
Yeah.
And when you do see people utilize their money, it's usually in the most safest ways possible.
That's right.
And those ways don't actually create disruptive change that's meaningful. You're just doing enough to where you can say, I did something.
Yeah.
But not the most effective thing, because, you know, it's tough when you're in a place of position and you may be insecure about your sources of income and you don't want to disrupt that. So how many people you feel that you meet, right, that are of the so-called black elitists that actually want to make change and care about it? Or you think they mostly just, you know, thinking about self?
I think as humans, naturally, it's been a trend for years, decades even, in the entertainment industry to be, you know, to spend our money, earn our money, and live our lives a certain way, you know? So it's not, you know, I think it is what it is. I think there has to be, like I said, I'm trying to say a lot without saying a lot.
Man, but, say what you gotta say, man. You know, say what you gotta say.
I think the main point is
you gotta tap into whatever character you got coming out. That's like the banker.
Yeah.
You see that movie? You know what I'm saying? Tap into whatever enema that you need to. You feel me? Just say what you gotta say here, man. We don't mind.
So as far as like what I feel like, as far as how people in the industry think about the movement and the revolution, or if they want to mobilize or whatever to come together. My perspective is that we've already come together. We're just not building our own. We actually built a house. We're underneath like this roof. It's all built. We're here. We're just the ones holding it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the fact that we already exist, like I was talking about before, it's just like, who are we making money for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's always splits every time. No one gets 100% of whatever it is that they get money from. But there's nothing focused on the neighborhood you grew up in or that your fans that made you who you are today are growing up in. Their schools, their lives, their situations, their rent, their gas, their food, their water. Their life, you know, there's nothing kicking to that, but everything's kicking to, well, honestly, we don't even know. We don't even know. The point is, like, think about how many of us there really are. And then also think about how many of us that you don't know about. Just think about it. Look up a guy named Carmichael Roberts real quick. Just because you might not know his name. You might not know who he is. Just look him up. You know? Just as a random name, just to think about real quick. It's just like, there's so many people in unique situations that happen to be black. You know what I mean? Whether or not they're mobilized to do something and fight the good fight, it's like, maybe it should be convenient. Maybe there's a way to make it convenient for you to do good. Maybe somebody, you know, has made a way for that to happen. And, you know.
Well, we would like to think so, but and this is like for me being God's advocate for the people asking the questions, for somebody who was young and has that insight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I seen you with John Boyega. John Boyega is somebody who, you know, I admire in the way he utilizes his platform, right? He finds his pockets where he gets to speak his piece to where you know what he stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, he understands that I still have to work in this space, right? Yeah. So I'm not trying to tear down my own opportunities.
Right.
But I can still be myself. Mm-hmm. And it's this push that we got to have to where it's like, you have to make more of the revolutionary thing standard so it's safer for people to be who they genuinely are.
Yeah.
Say what they genuinely want to say and do it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They genuinely want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm cool with my brother, Jaylen Brown. He had the top NBA contract. And the first thing he come out to say is, I want to build Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And not only that, and he went and played in the Big Three with Ice Cube to show that he has support. Then he doubling down and he putting on Kyrie Irving shoes, right? While, you know, in the NBA to show support for his independent shoes, you know, after he got done with Nike. And it's like, you can still operate as a Black man in America, being yourself, supporting your own, and be successful. I think what most people think is that you have to give up one,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's not the fact.
Yeah.
The fact is that we now live in a day and age where you don't have to give up anything. You can have it all,
yeah.
right? But we, I feel like we operate from this place of expired fear,
yeah.
right? And when I say expired fear, the things that you fear have really expired, mm-hmm. but you still fearing them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like a lion being stuck in a cage. And when the door is open and it's unlocked, he never go check the door anymore. So mm-hmm. he exists in a cage because at this point he's trained to, not because he has to.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that a lot of us don't realize that we're in a day and age to where we can be more fearless. We can make more progress. And most of it just requires communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communication rules a nation. That's how I was always taught.
I feel you. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like media, like we are in the imagination age, mm-hmm. right? The children who know you, they know you because you play Miles.
Yeah.
I watched that movie, the last one. I seen the last one. I didn't see the first one,
mm-hmm.
but the last one was good. But I've always been into imaginative things, and we don't have enough products that feed our imagination.
Yeah.
Because as you talked about, it's not always, I might say it straight this way, right? Mm-hmm. But you might tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And that story can be stronger than saying it straight because it evokes people to feel
yeah.
connected to the story
mm-hmm.
and see themselves as a character in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always about, yo, I need to say, we got to change the world right now. Everybody got to be revolution. We got to take it over. No, tell a story about it.
Yeah.
Allow people to see themselves and let them know that times have changed.
Well, times have definitely changed. We have people out here speaking up in different ways, wanting to do good.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, your boy Jaylen Brown, we can list a few of them,
yeah.
you know. I think there's a way to rally everybody in and make this impact, but I'm also curious about the call to action, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think strategy, for me personally, strategy is very important. It's more than just mobilizing and getting people to see themselves in the story. For me, at the second, it's about it working and it not being about me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's about the culture and the community. I feel like as far as my analysis personally, whenever it gets real, not cute, but when it gets real. That's when you get got, you know? And maybe you're right. Maybe it is expired fear, but, you know, like I said, it's not cute. It's like, it's real, you know?
Yeah.
So I think strategy is really what's of utmost importance, first and foremost, and then it being impactful. Like, however we come together, it's got to feel like a full-on, like, nah, we're doing this. That each person chooses to do on their own, you know, or eventually find out that they had been participating because they do what they already do, like go to an Usher concert or go see the Spider-Man movie or the Creed movie or whatever. You know, oh shit, this is like, if it just turned out, if it just happened so that you were participating in something that's in your benefit because you were doing what you already do, you know, I think it gets sticky if you lead the people, you know.
You have the A, you have the I. You know, I'm a futurist, so I like talking about the future.
The future is something that's going to occur instead of something that is already here.
There's always paradigm shifts that happen. And if you don't notice it, then you're just being, you're affected by it. What, and you're unconscious of the shift when things change.
So when you're talking about AI and the automation of jobs and where everything will be, the most important valuable skills are the ones that computers, AI machines, all those things that they can't do. A robot can't be creative. A robot doesn't have imagination. A robot can't compute compassion. A robot can't be empathetic. A robot can't import value.
First you get the data. The data creates the algorithms. The algorithm create the apps. So imagine them being able to control or make the whole entire black diaspora mad with a push of a button. Imagine if they can control the way that we vote, the way that we spend money, the way that we treat each other with algorithms and data science. They can control what you eat, what you see. They can curate experiences. So when you go online, you see certain things from when you open your phone up to when you close it because they have data on you. They can make us think things about each other that may not be true. And that's just going into the age of AI.
But I'm just interested to see, you know, how you are currently using artificial intelligence.
For me, education is the most important, because when I look across the spectrum of how all people build their wealth, it's based on what they know. So now we're going to a point where the singularity for human beings is when we created AI.
I always believe we should be updated on the technology and to be able to utilize it to be the most effective, right? There's something being built all the time.
Now we are in the prompt engineering phase.
They created this program called Midjourney.
Everybody knows about ChatGPT. Claude.ai.
People gotta really focus on what's your talents now. Right, that work hard, build a skill so that you can have a certain level of leverage in the marketplace is no longer the route.
Every single day when we spend time on things that does not give us an investment back, a return on our knowledge, a return on our time and our power, we're giving up the most valuable thing we have for what? This is something that everybody here needs to be putting 10,000 hours in. My formula for AI is AI plus NI equals EI, and that's natural intelligence plus artificial intelligence equals enhanced intelligence. But it works better if you're already smart.
Talking about being a futurist now is you used to predict the future. Now,
you just report on the present.
Because the future is here.
Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.